T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Cloudy, breezy right now, 45 degrees. During the fifth debate Wednesday night, 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls took the stage in Atlanta, Georgia. Senator Elizabeth Warren described how she would try and convince her Republican colleagues in the Senate to vote to remove President Trump from office.
First, read the Mueller report, all 442 pages of it that showed how the president tried to obstruct justice. And when Congress failed to act at that moment, it meant the president felt free to break the law again and again and again. And that's what's happened with Ukraine. We have to establish the principle, no one is above the law. We have a constitutional responsibility and we need to meet it.
The House Intelligence Committee wrapped up its second hearings of the day with Defense Department official Laura Cooper and State Department official David Hale. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan expressed confidence that the hearing helped President Trump, specifically pointing to Hale's testimony regarding foreign aid holdup.
Ambassador Hale talked about how they're doing a comprehensive review of foreign aid. How aid gets held up, it's a fairly common practice. In fact, this year, I think he said Lebanon, Pakistan, and of course, as we know, Ukraine. So nothing unusual there. So I thought, again, a much quicker hearing, but I thought another good day for another good hearing for the truth and for the president.
The House Intelligence Committee will hear from National Security Council official Fiona Hill this morning. A warning has been issued from the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office about deadly drugs appearing on the streets.
Sheriff Jeff Easter says his deputies are finding what appears to be oxycodone pills. But after testing, they discovered the pills contain fentanyl, a potentially deadly synthetic drug. The sheriff says the number of cases are growing.
We have a case where there was about 1,000 of these pills that were introduced here into Wichita, and that's just one individual.
Sheriff Easter says if you come across tiny blue pills with the letter M and the number 30, seal them in a plastic bag as soon as you can and handle them as little as possible. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police say a 35-year-old man died after an accident at a construction equipment plant in southwest Wichita. Police spokesman Kevin Wheeler says the man was injured early Wednesday when he was working on machinery at Case New Holland Construction on Southwest Street. The man is identified as Andrew Taylor. An injured woman showed up at a convenience store at Broadway and Kellogg in downtown Wichita.
A 31-year-old female had arrived at the Quick Trip and reported being stabbed multiple times. She was transported to an area hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. A lack of cooperation at this time has affected our investigators receiving all the information of what occurred.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says this happened around 3:45 Wednesday morning. Sedgwick County Commission heard a request for a zoning change in the southeast part of the county Wednesday.
The proposed zoning designation would change the 3.78 acres of land near 159th Street East in Pawnee from single-family to office warehouse. The applicant planned to construct a building to store rock material for his landscaping business. Four people spoke against the proposal. Some of the commissioners said they did not have enough information to act, but Chairman David Dennis disagreed.
Planning staff does a great job, and they send out notices to every single person within the notification zone ahead of time. Every person had an opportunity to come and speak.
The commission voted 4-1 to send the proposal back to the Metropolitan Area Planning Commission, who previously approved the zone change. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:10. 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday morning.
Over the weekend, the gasoline prices went up to $2.35 a gallon, and now some stations are starting to back off of that price a little bit, seeing more and more of those stations coming down to $2.33. However, I've spotted better out there. Douglas and Seneca, $2.31 a gallon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. After getting some rain across south-central Kansas yesterday, we will be breezy and cooler with a high near 40. As a colder air mass moves in tonight, some light rain and or snow is possible. We could see from a dusting up to about an inch of slushy snow by Friday morning, our low near 30, and on Friday, our high 39. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, that wind gusting from the north to about 30 miles per hour and 43 degrees. 6:11 with Steve and Ted. Oh, yet another breezy, warm autumn day across central Kansas Wednesday with rain in the afternoon and evening. Wichita's high temperature was 65 degrees, normal high 54. And the National Weather Service in Wichita reporting 18 hundredths of an inch of rain in the past 24 hours, and about a fifth of an inch, a little less than that. And a wind gust of 43 miles per hour Wednesday in Wichita. So there you go. That's proving what we were saying. Had some rain. Not a lot of rain. No, today is Thursday, November 21st, 2019. Let me look at my calendar. Oh, 7 days till Thanksgiving. It's next Thursday. It's a week from today. How about that? Are you ready to go? On this date in 1967, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Air Quality Act. And monumental, because Detroit had to figure out ways to build cars that would qualify or would meet the standards there. I remember as a kid, California was first to come up with those standards, with those things. I bought my first brand new car, a 1968 Mustang. We looked under the hood. I said, what are these pipes going here? And the mechanic said, oh, the PCV, that's stuff to make your, to clean up the pollution coming out of your car engine. Well, why do I have to have that? Well, they said they started in California, but that's the law now. And I think it's helped a lot. I mean, there was times when L.A. and Denver and places like that were just covered with smog.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have that so much anymore. Detroit's done a good job, I think, overall, of cleaning up the products that they have there, making the air cleaner. And, of course, there are other aspects of the Air Quality Act beyond the automobile, of course. FedEx says it's investigating after a Los Angeles couple say a package flung over a fence into their yard injured their dog so badly he had to be euthanized. Kiko Napier and Mitchell Gallen say their 4-pound Yorkshire Terrier, Cooper, that's a small dog, was sunbathing in their Venice backyard Saturday when a FedEx driver tossed the package, which contained crystal and a Christmas present. Gallen says the heavy package landed on the dog, leaving him in a puddle of blood. The animal had lung and liver damage, and the couple chose to euthanize him. FedEx says it will investigate and take appropriate action. Napier says her grandchild and mother sometimes use the yard, and the package could have struck and injured them. She wants FedEx to ban drivers from throwing packages. My first impulse would be, Ted, that somebody found the package other than a FedEx driver and just decided they were going to toss it over the fence. I can't picture a FedEx employee doing that, but could be. And it had crystal in it, for crying out loud. So I don't think a FedEx driver would do that if he or she knew what the contents of the package were or what they might be. They're not going to throw that over a fence. Anyway, that's an interesting story. Little dog. Now, of course, Venice is right there on the beach. Kind of a crazy little place.
Interesting little community.
Yeah. Great. They got a lot of weightlifters out there, people like that, people skating all the time.
I had Thanksgiving dinner on the beach in Venice, California one year.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
How'd that come about? What were you doing out there?
I was out there for the Notre Dame-Southern Cal game. And had a free day on Thanksgiving, and we ended up at Venice Beach, and they were serving a huge Thanksgiving dinner for anyone who wanted to show up on the beach.
Isn't that something? Was it good?
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
It was different.
Of course, you got all those strange-looking, tanned California people hanging around at Thanksgiving.
There was muscle people. There were homeless people. There were beachgoers. There were surfers. It was bizarre.
That is. Venice is one of those melting pots.
Yeah,
I've been there once.
Weird little place.
I've seen a lot of film and a lot of pictures of Venice, California. That seems to be the case. I have some sad news to share this morning, Ted, about our Sedgwick County Zoo, and that is that one of the zoo's two tigers has died. Talali, 14-year-old tiger. The 14-year-old Talali's the name. Yeah, it's a 14-year-old Amur tiger, part of the zoo's Slauson Family Tiger Trek since 2009.
Yeah, she was one of the original 14-year-old tigers that came as part of that exhibit.
I've been in declining health, and she had a mass in her body. I just couldn't save her. So now we need it. We're looking for a tiger, I guess, huh? I don't think I don't know enough about this to comment, but I would imagine that when it comes to tigers, you don't want more than a couple, because I would imagine they get a little feisty, maybe.
She gave birth to a couple of youngsters.
Did she? And then
years ago,
then they went to other zoos.
I would imagine.
Yeah, because that's what happens a lot of times with these zoos. They will trade animals, sell animals to each other. But the tiger has died. It's 6:15, Steve and Ted. Coming up on 6:16, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And another warm morning, not as warm as yesterday, Ted. 43 degrees out there. Well, there's no rain in the area now.
No.
A couple of hours ago, I took a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar, and everything, that whole area, the small area of rain that came through Wichita in this area, was way over toward eastern Kansas, way out of the area. But they're looking at some regeneration later today, and possibly with some snow in it. I haven't seen anything about snow accumulation at all. Maybe when an hour from now we check in with Ron L. Williams from KSN, the KSN Storm Tracker 3. I'm just going to pointedly ask him, are we going to have any accumulation? I doubt if there's going to be enough to make a snowman. It's just too warm.
Yeah. It was so nice yesterday afternoon. I even went out and mowed a little bit.
Did you? Do you have some mowing to do?
Temperatures in the 60s.
Yeah.
Sprinkling a little bit, so I got a little bit of moisture. The wind was blowing out of the south. I was like, can't pass this up.
Mowing your leaves?
Yeah, exactly what I was doing.
Mulching them up there?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a big tree in my yard. I don't have that big pine tree anymore. I've got the new tree, which is about 8-9 feet tall that we just planted. It's a maple, and of course, it's already shed all of its leaves.
Yeah, it's done.
And there was about six of them, so now it looks like that tree in Charlie Brown, but all the neighbors' leaves are out there, all over my yard and everybody else's.
Right.
Get all the neighbors' leaves. And I know my neighbors, and I know that they're going to be out there just raking like crazy to get them picked up. Not going to happen.
Well, you're waiting for that wind to blow all the leaves.
There you go.
And then the next day the wind switches and it blows them all back.
Blow them into Oklahoma. Yeah. Yeah, it's too early to start raking leaves as far as I'm concerned. We're going to wait and see what happens next. All right, Ted, we're coming up on 6:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time here on a Thursday morning with Ted Woodward. Lead off sports, Ted.
Shocker women basketball on the road last night going down to Louisiana Tech. And Coach Keith Adams must have had a pretty good pump-em-up speech, because the Shockers just absolutely decimated the Lady Texters with a massive lead by halftime. In fact, the Shocks led by as many as 33 points in this game early in the second half against a team that had started out 2-0 undefeated. Steve Strain had a pretty good call the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
Baseline, leaves it for Raven Prince. Raven drives and lays it up and good. She caught it just inside the free throw line, took a couple dribbles, took it up strong, and Prince the lay-in.
Now, even though the Shockers had that huge lead, Tech mounted a furious comeback in the fourth quarter, but it's hard to overcome a 33-point deficit. Shocks won the game. 88-80 was the final score. Seraphine Baston with a career-high 20 points. She also had 8 rebounds. First road win for the Shocker ladies, and back-to-back wins overall. Louisiana Tech last night.
Yeah, good start for the season there.
Men's basketball last night in West Wichita. A win for Newman. The Newman men beat Cameron 65-57. That's now a 4-game winning streak for the Newman men. They have not lost at home yet this season. We got football tonight that started out with the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, will be your host at 6 o'clock tonight. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. I imagine that'll be a pretty interesting show, because they'll be telling stories about Mexico City.
Oh, yeah.
And
a lot of good stories.
The big trip to Mexico, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, the Chiefs are in first place, and they have a bye week coming up, so it should be a pretty interesting show tonight. Might want to tune into that one, the Chiefs Kingdom Show.
Maybe a chance for the Chiefs to get well. Some of these guys need to get back in.
Yeah, that bye week always helps on the health front. And then after that, we'll go to Thursday night football in the NFL. It's a good matchup. First place on the line, the Indianapolis Colts in Houston taking on the Texans.
Ooh.
Both teams right now are in the playoffs. So
that could be a
this
great
is a
game
big
tonight.
Game tonight yeah. between the Colts and the Texans. Houston, a 3.5-point favorite at home, and you can listen to that one on Sports Radio KFH. In college men's soccer, the NCAA tournament begins today. The first round matchup,
Fort Hays State takes on Indianapolis at 11 o'clock this morning, and that's up in Painesville, Ohio, on the shores of Lake Erie. Good luck to the Friends men's soccer team, which has been to the NCAA tournament 8 years in a row now.
I did not know that.
I think that's the longest streak in the nation.
Good program.
Yeah. Good program, men's soccer up there at Fort Hays. In the NBA last night, the Toronto Raptors win at home, as they always do. They beat the Orlando Magic 113-97. Starting lineup for the Raptors, of course, former Wichita State point guard Fred VanVleet, 24 points, 7 assists. It's already his fifth 20-point game this season.
All right.
We haven't even hit Thanksgiving yet.
How about Fred?
Yeah. Back-to-back wins for the Raptors, who are undefeated 6-0 on their home court this season. They don't get beat very often in Toronto. And happy birthday today, speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs. Do you know the name Mike Mercer?
No.
It's pretty obscure.
Pretty obscure, I would think.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is the answer to a trivia question. Oh. Mike Mercer only played for the Chiefs 1 year.
Well, that's there
but
you go.
He that did was 1966.
He did something.
The year they went to Super Bowl I. Mike Mercer was the first guy to ever kick a field goal in the Super Bowl.
Really?
The only field goal made in Super Bowl I was by the Chiefs in that 35-10 win by the Packers, and that was made by Mike Mercer.
Wow.
Who is 84 years old today. Today's his birthday. So happy birthday to the guy for the Kansas City Chiefs that made the first ever field goal in Super Bowl history.
Great. Interesting.
Happy birthday to Mike Mercer, 84 today. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentary. Plus, we've got traffic, weather, and more news coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.